Let's welcome Brandon Press to the Kauffman Show. Hey, Brandon, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I'm looking at Twitter right now, and I see your last tweet, which says, "I don't know what all the fuss is about. I thought they called a good game," and then you hashtagged it, haha, not. That was insane, wasn't it?
Oh, man. Yeah, you don't know really what to say about that one. It's a tough situation.
Well, I imagine you've been in situations where you've been on the ice and the referee is dictating play and making it impossible, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, sometimes, they're out there doing their best, and I'm sure these refs here are a little nervous, but I've definitely had my run-in with refs over the years, so.
Well, it's good to have you in Montreal, and, it sort of must feel like you're on a bit of an extended vacation right now in Montreal. We were all hoping that we'd get to see you practicing and in the exhibition season by now.
Yeah, I know. It's been there's been a lot of buildup since I signed, and then I get here, and I'm kind of hoping things get underway, and now we're kind of sitting around in a lull right now. So it's definitely not a lot of fun. Continuing to train and skate with the guys here in Montreal.
At what point towards the end of the season last year did you have the feeling that you weren't going to be playing off the start of the next season?
I think even up until the last couple of weeks, I think we believed that, we could still get something done and maybe we would get close to an agreement anyway, and maybe the owners would quit being so absurd. But it never happened.
Did you see Jim Devolano's comments?
Yes, I did.
Would you mind commenting on the idea that he compared players to cattle and owners to ranchers?
I definitely don't want to get too far into that one, but that's obviously not a good way to kind of describe it. So, I mean, I would not like to think of myself as cattle, but obviously it might be one of the ways some people are feeling right now.
Well, I could see how it was offensive, but on the other hand, there is kind of a ring of truth to it in the sense that you're beholden to that who pays your salary, and you could jump tomorrow to the next guy. I understood why the league fined him for it, but I think the league fined him for it because there was a real hint of truth to what he was saying.
Yeah. I when I was reading it, I guess I didn't really disagree with his comments. We're treated pretty good by the league and the owners, but obviously in a time like this is when it really kind of comes out and shows, who the top dogs are and who are the cattle.
Are you potentially looking into maybe playing in Europe this year, Brandon?
I don't think so. I'm thinking I'm gonna stay over here and continue to skate and practice and train and take care of the body. The body's definitely taken a beating the last few years, so I might use this time to heal it up and get it back to 100%.
Over 20 fights in the last 2 years, you have not missed a game, which is just unbelievable. And Montreal Canadiens fans are so excited for that aspect to be part of our lineup. It's something that the Canadiens have been so long missing, and it's quite the shame that we're not quite there right now.
Yeah. It is. We all just want to get playing, and like I said, there's been kind of a lot of hype, and we've made a lot of changes here in the Montreal organization, and I think we're ready to kind of get the ball rolling and get the season started. And we're all, even just when I came here about a week before the lockout started, just the feeling around the dressing room, all the boys, we're excited, but we know that this lockout might be coming, and talking to some of the coaching staff and everybody, everybody's on the same page, and we just want to get going, but it's a bummer that we got to sit around and wait like this.
We're finishing up with Brandon Prust from the Montreal Canadiens. Brandon, I wanted to ask you do a lot of really cool charity work in the London area. Maybe you could tell a bit of our listeners a little bit about it.
Yeah, I, 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 do a lot of charity work over the years, but this year I started my own kind of foundation, and it's called Prusty for Kids. And what we did and what we're going to be supporting from now on is a program that we've started in our children's hospital back home in London. It's one of the biggest children's hospitals in Canada, and definitely the biggest in southwestern Ontario. So it's a great program. It's called Kids Kicking Cancer, and it's for all the kids that are going through their cancer treatments. We have a room there, and you know, kids, it's a kind of a getaway room for the kids to take their mind off what they're going through. And we have a martial arts instructor there, and teaching them breathing techniques and some martial arts and stuff like that. So it really helps the kids cope with what they're going through.
That's awesome. Where did you get the idea to start that?
Well, I've always done a lot of work with the Children's Hospital. That one's always been close to my heart. So I went to them, you know, last year and said, what's a program that you guys are really, or what does this hospital really need, or what you're looking for? And this Kids Kicking Cancer is something they brought to my attention, and we thought it was great. So it actually just launched. I went home this past weekend. They just started it up, and it was pretty incredible, and we're pretty proud of it.
Jay Farrar?
Brandon, you know, one, if I can find a lighter side to the lockout, have you had a chance to look around the city? I guess you had a little more time than you thought you would. Have you had a chance to be around the city, and have you been enjoying it?
Yeah, I have. You know, that's part of the reasons why I signed here is because I love the city. It's a great town, and I'm spending a lot of my time on the plateau. And
good stuff.
My girl lives out here, so you know, we're always trying new restaurants around here, and she's got a bunch of friends around here, so I'm definitely fitting in nicely, and I just got to work on the French a little bit.
I got a great pub you can come visit one of these days.
Yeah. Are you working on the French?
Yeah, just you know, we're gonna slowly learning. My girl's teaching me, and the French host. Throwing stuff out at me, but we're gonna try and get to, you know, a teacher eventually, and see if I can get it going.
Well, that always makes the public here very happy. People like to hear that.
Yeah. I definitely want to try. I'm definitely not good at it, and I wish I paid more attention while I was in school. But who knew I was going to be playing for the Montreal Canadiens?
Seriously, but we're happy to have you as part of the team, Brandon, and hopefully you'll get to playing soon. In the meantime, it sounds awesome that you're going to stick around in Montreal. I guess with a girlfriend here in a city like Montreal's to explore, I can understand why you don't want to go to Europe.
Yeah, no, that would be a cool experience to go over to Europe, but I'm going to take this time off and just use it and make sure we, you know, most of the players I think are going to stick around and, you know, really... You know, it's really about the players right now and the union, and we want to stick together.
Brandon, we wish you the best of luck, and we hope to see you back on the ice real soon.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks a lot. Have a great night, and thanks for staying up late to talk to us.
Yeah, no problem.
Appreciate it. There he goes, Brandon Press from the Montreal Canadiens.